This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Well, 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 welcome back to the Chinwag. The Long Island medium, Teresa Caputo, knows we have a lot of questions and some doubts, and she was kind enough to field all of our queries. Here this week on our bonus wag, we have the very kind and patient Teresa Caputo.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the most part, you're dealing with positive experiences, but then I'm
Correct.
Thinking, well, what about demons and shit like that? Like, what about the negativity?
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe in things like demonic possession or no?
I do, but I don't deal with that. And
you
I
never
don't
see
allow that.
That
to enter my space. I only channel, and I had this, I believe it was validated through a reading of mine once when, because Spirit has shown me when the souls leave the physical world, we are immediately greeted by our loved ones that have gone on before us. Then the soul goes through like a life review. It has to relive their life through our loved one's eyes. So if we hurt or disappointed someone, or if there are lessons that the soul could have learned, if they did things differently, they have to relive it through that person's eyes and feel what it was like for them. Then that's how the soul, they interpret it as they graduate to another level, dimension, however you want to interpret it.
Uh-huh.
I did have once an instance in a live show where I was channeling this woman's daughter who was murdered by the boyfriend. And the daughter, I could see that she had a soul with her, but I couldn't feel anything. It was like below her. And I couldn't almost like lower myself to hear anything. So I knew I wasn't allowed to connect with that energy. And the girl said to me, tell my mom that he is sorry and remorseful and he knows what he had done and what he had taken from her.
Mm-hmm.
And I struggled with that in that moment of, in these split seconds of, how am I going to say this to this person? And it's not my job to filter what I say.
Mm.
And I said it, and the woman replied crying and saying, that's what I wanted to know when I walked into this theater. I asked my daughter that if there truly was a God and if there was a heaven and that if she was okay, that I wanted to know that.
Mm-hmm.
And here was something that I didn't want to say to this woman, but that wasn't my job. And mm-hmm. I sit back and I say, you can't even make this up. Mm-hmm. You cannot. There is no way out of thousands of people in that audience. And that woman heard what she said to her daughter. And I understand when people come to one of my live shows, they all walk in there, you know, in the hopes of hearing from their loved ones. And they might even have a list of what they want to hear. But that's not the way that it works. Spirit gives us what we need to experience in that moment, not what we want.
Yeah. I had a weird experience. Like, the sign thing fascinates me. I think Paul too, because I'm really interested in like Jungian archetypes, and are there signs and symbols from like the magic tradition that you see over and over again, you know, the sun and the moon. But I had this experience where I was walking down the street on my way to work in downtown Chicago, and a brick fell off. They were doing construction. A brick fell off. It missed my head by like that much and bounced off this sort of awning that was right there and shot across the street. But when I got to the top to where my office was, I had a friend who's quite mystical, and he was like, you look kind of shook up. And I was like, yeah, this brick just missed my head and almost killed me. And he said, he's like, the universe is trying to tell you something. And yeah. For days I was like, well, what could it be? Like, what's the, you know, break up with the girl, marry the girl, eat the oatmeal, don't eat the oatmeal? Like, how do you interpret the signs?
Well, I interpreted that you were protected, that you should not have been injured, and that I felt that you were being protected.
Okay, that's I like that interpretation.
That's
but
a very good interpretation.
The other ones that are possible too, how do I narrow it down? I guess I go to you.
I don't know. I never had that. I was going to say, you know, I would normally have said, are you Italian with the bricks?
Interesting.
Was someone a bricklayer?
Interesting. There could be that kind of thing too.
But I'm going to say the souls will show me, like, so for example, I'll say to someone, if they show me a car accident, right? And the car is like completely mangled. And then they show me the person walking away. Sometimes they'll show me an accident where there's hardly any damage to the vehicle, but the person died. It's a symbol for where they were protected in the completely mangled, that it wasn't their soul's time to leave the physical world. Uh-huh. And then the other one with hardly any injury, that was the soul's time to leave the physical world.
Uh-huh.
The things that I've learned from the souls of the departed, I always say, I'll find out when I get there. But the things that I communicate and channel and even talk about is through my own experience over the decades of me channeling spirit.
I was raised a Catholic too. I know you're Catholic. Paul's a heathen of some kind.
I was not raised, I am a heathen, but I didn't have any Catholic upbringing. I'm part Italian. I mean, my father was only half Italian. Are you 100% Italian, Teresa?
I'm three quarters Italian. I have a little bit of Norwegian.
Oh, really? Interesting. Mm-hmm. That's an interesting combination. That's like two opposite things. That's very like. So I was not raised with any of that. So I don't have those kinds of touchstones. But Steve, what were you going to say?
Well, I was just wondering, like, how do the Catholics, you know, respond to your ability, you know, to as a medium? Like, I think officially they're not happy, I'm assuming, but what kind of experiences have you had?
Well, if you see behind me, I mean, I have Saint Teresa with rosary beads and yoga beads. I have the Buddha with rosary beads hanging. I believe in all faiths. I'm raised Catholic. I am a practicing Catholic, but I believe it's just important to have something, to have some type of faith and to believe in something. Mm-hmm. In my parish, everyone is very, very supportive of what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I really, you know, unfortunately, no matter what we do in life, no matter who we are, what our profession is, there's always going to be some type of negativity or someone's going to have something negative to say about it. That's just how I feel. And I never ask someone to believe in what I do. I don't care if someone believes in what I do. I just want them to believe in an afterlife and to know that there truly is more to life than just here in the physical world. And more importantly, that their loved ones are still with them. And all those little things that go on around them that remind them of their loved one that has died, it's not a coincidence. It's not wishful thinking. Know that that's just a little hello from heaven. That's their soul letting you know that they are with you at that exact moment.
And this leads me to the question I'm really interested to ask you. Are you afraid of losing the gift? Or do you fear that it might go away? Is it something, have you ever felt that it's like not quite there or anything like that?
No, it's who I am. It's a part of me. It's my soul. It's just me. I'm being me. This is who I am.
And so it's not something that can go away necessarily.
I don't know. I don't have that answer. I don't know. Do I feel that? No. I feel that I will always have it because I respect it and I honor it.
Uh-huh.
With dignity and grace and respect. And my gift is always growing and I'm always learning and growing every day through my gift.
Uh-huh. That's interesting. That's something that I always think about artists actually too. I mean, it's a kind of, it's like an artist, you know, it's like if you treat, you got to treat it with respect, it won't, it's never going to leave you. You just have to nurture it.
Do you ever feel like, do you ever have this worry that like you're going to, it's not like you're going to wake up and not be able to act, but do you feel like your skills will slip away or something?
You wonder, you worry. I mean, and there are literal things with an actor, like I'm going to start, I just worked with a guy recently, older guy, can't remember his lines. You know, it's not that he can't act. He can still act because when he does it, it's like, wow. But it's like, and it's funny to watch. And you think to yourself, my gift, can I always hold on to my gift? Will my gift always be here? You know, and for you, it's just interesting to me. But I mean, it's interesting, as you say, it's such a part of who you are. Mm-hmm. Whereas I guess sometimes I think of it as almost it's something separate from me, but it isn't really. It isn't separate from me. And things may happen, like I'll start to forget my lines. But no, I think I'll always be able to do it. It's just, I don't know. It'll go in and out. It'll go up and down. Mm. But that's never happened with you, Teresa. You don't feel like sometimes it's waned. Sometimes it's always kind of been there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My gift has always been there. Has it grown? Has it changed? Absolutely. Yeah. And what people also don't realize, it has to also do with the person receiving the messages. If somebody's going to resist it, I don't have control over that. And that brings me back to a reading that I did. And this only happened once. Over 20 years ago, I had a gentleman come in, sat down, again, arms folded. And I was saying things to him. And I was giving my speech. And I said to him, I go, you know, I don't know if this really is for you or if you're ready. And he said, no, I'm interested. I want to see what you have to say. I said, okay. So unfortunately, this gentleman had lost his wife and she had passed from a brain tumor. And I said some things to him and he looked at me and he said, I want to thank you. I respect you, but you're right. I'm not ready for this. And he was crying and he thanked me for sharing my gift, but he wasn't
ready. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because when you did the reading on me, I have to say I was... Not accustomed to having such a level of intimate conversation with somebody who I don't already know well. Correct. So I can see that that's a big deal for people. Yeah.
It must be.
But what I also love is when people, when they leave a reading for me, they'll say, I actually felt like I was talking to my loved one. Like I felt like I was talking to my mom. Like I felt like I was talking to my son or to my daughter. And that's what I love. That's why I want spirit to communicate with that personality to show us how they are, that they are healed, that they're not suffering.
Thank you, Teresa Caputo. We loved having you on Chinwag. And thank you all for tuning in. Don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. We still need your 5 stars. Check us out on Spotify and rate us on Spotify. Tell your friends, write to us, and we'll meet you here next time. Until then, wag on. Chinwag is a production of Treefort Media and Touchy Feely Films. Hosted and executive produced by Paul Giamatti and Stephen Asma. Executive producers for Treefort are Kelly Garner and Lisa Ammerman. Dan Carey is executive producer for Touchy Feely. Our series producer is Rachel Whitley Bernstein. Original theme music by Luke Topp, with additional music by Via Mardot. Oscar Guido is our executive in charge of production. Tom Monahan is head of audio for Treefort. Audio production supervision by Matt Dyson. Editing and mixing by Jeff Neal. Animation created by Alex Sokol. Research assistance by Aiden Brooks. Lastly, for more information, go to chinwagpod.fm and find us on Instagram or TikTok at ChinwagPod or on Twitter at Chinwag_pod.